An Amber Alert has ended for abducted teen siblings as ICE covers the area on this National Pancake Day. Good morning. Three people are in custody in Detroit in connection with a double abduction here in Indy. The teens are 16-year-old Aaron Blackwell and his 13-year-old sister Emma. Police say Aaron was found alive and bound inside an SUV after a police chase last night. Emma was returned home unharmed early this morning. Both were taken from their home at gunpoint yesterday. Now the Star is reporting a family member is being questioned here in addition to those in custody in Detroit. IMPD is getting $12.5 million to hire more officers. The City County Council last night approved a spending measure to hire up to 155 new recruits. It passed on a vote of 29-0. Nearly 1,000 children from the city's most at-risk neighborhoods will receive scholarships to attend preschool. The City County Council last night approved more than $4 million for costs related to Mayor Ballard's early childhood education and pre-K programs. The money will come from an emergency reserve established when the city sold its water and wastewater utilities in 2011. Indianapolis is one of the first cities in the country to create a homeless bill of rights. The City County Council passed an ordinance test last night modeled after similar state laws in Rhode Island and in Illinois. It establishes specific protections for the homeless, such as the right to move freely in public spaces and equal treatment by city agencies. It also gives them the right to emergency medical care and a reasonable expectation of privacy for their personal property. The mayor of Los Angeles says it's too early to make a judgment on the weekend's deadly police shooting. Mayor Eric Garcetti says the incident is a tragedy that underscores the work that still needs to be done in helping Los Angeles's homeless population regain their footing in society. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak to a joint meeting of Congress today. Netanyahu has been harshly critical of U.S.-led negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. Republican House Speaker John Boehner invited Netanyahu without giving the White House a heads up. Because of that, many Democrats are boycotting today's presentation. The State Department says Hillary Clinton may have broken some email rules as Secretary of State. The New York Times reports Clinton exclusively used a personal email account to conduct government business. That means the messages were not saved on government servers, and that would violate the Federal Records Act. Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson is apologizing for the city's response in the wrongful death lawsuit of Tamir Rice. Jackson says the words used in the city's court filing on Friday was insensitive and hurtful to the Rice family and the people of Cleveland. The mayor says the city will refile an amended version of their defense to the court within the next 21 days. The Vatican is confirming ISIS threatened Pope Francis. Vatican City police officials tell Polizia Moderna magazine the threat exists, but they don't know of any actual plan against Francis or the city itself. Officials say the Muslim world as a whole thinks favorably of Francis and have actually provided information on ISIS. Francis, as you may know, has spoken out several times against ISIS and their treatment of Christians in Iraq and Syria. Yes, it's the 10th annual National Pancake Day. The International House of Pancakes is giving away free flapjacks today. In exchange, IHOP is asking customers for a donation to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. A freezing rain advisory is in effect. Temps are going up. The high will be 44. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day on your station for R&B and old school, 106.7 WTLC, and online at TLCNaptown.com.